Hello, Watoto Church family. I trust that the Lord has kept you well. My name is Brian Abaho, one of the pastors here at Watoto Church, and it's an honor to share with you briefly in our cell audio today, even as we gather in our cell families. Our new sermon series, A New Culture, is really a prophetic series that is speaking into some of the practices of our nation, Uganda, that must change if we are going to be that nation that God wants us to be. We're about to turn 60 years as a nation. We're not where we once were, but we're not where we can be. And there's some things that must change. And this last weekend, we spoke to you about the ungodly practice of sexual immorality. We said we needed to reject it and embrace a new culture of sexual purity. Why? Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. When we live in sin, Uganda will never become what God wants her to be. And that's why we must embrace godly culture, a culture built on God's word. That's why we must reject sexual immorality and embrace sexual purity. You know, our culture is riddled with sexual immorality. It's in the music. It's in the language. It's in the advertising. The youth have a coded language that is facilitating such a lifestyle. We see it in the events that are hosted within the nation, and the effects are clear. The numbers on teenage pregnancies are up. We're a young nation that has a huge dependency population, and that stretches us economically and makes it difficult in so many ways. The spread of so many sexually transmitted diseases. This is not God's plan for us, because God planned for sex to be enjoyed in the context of marriage between a husband and a wife. And listen, friends, when we guard it that way, when we protect it that way, when we live that way, God will bless us. He'll bless individuals, He'll bless families, but He'll also bless this nation. So many people today are walking around with so much pain and so much guilt because of what has happened over the years, things they've participated in or things that have been done to them. And so we need to stop this habit of sexual immorality, and we need to embrace a culture of sexual purity. Enough is enough. The tide has to change. And as we turn our backs on sexual immorality and embrace a culture of sexual purity, I really believe that healing will begin to happen in our lives. It'll begin to happen in our families. We'll see it happening in our communities and all across this nation. Today, as you spend time in yourself, family, and just take time to reflect on this matter and how it is affecting us and how we need to embrace the godly culture of sexual purity, my prayer is that we will embrace this culture of sexual purity and live by it daily, so there may be healing and transformation that sets Uganda up to embrace and inherit the future that God has for us, a future that is filled with hope. God bless you, and we love you.